he's pretty familiar with Oregon. Covered them, called their games, longtime KVAL sports director, now wired into Cal, and he'll be working the sidelines on the call for the Cal Bears Sports Network. You can follow on Twitter. The handle is at Todd McKim Sports. Todd McKim joins us. Todd, always look forward to our talks. Have you been?
I've been awesome, Steve. How about yourself?
Well, since I gave our producer a different phone number to reach you, I've been better, but we pulled it off.
It wasn't a 900 number, was it?
No, there was no cost involved. You know, I was trying to do the math. How many years has it been since you left Eugene and been doing your thing since for the Golden Bears?
This is my 14th season down here working with Cal.
Wow, time just flies. That's amazing. You know, Todd, each year, right when we get to media day, I like to go through the conference and basically say, well, we know who's going to be the starting quarterback here, 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 and here. I was kind of surprised as the season got underway to find that Ross Bowers, you know, was losing his job. I know Bull Baldwin, the coordinator, and, you know, his position coach, Marcus Tuiasosopo. So this change to Chase Garber, Garbers, is this permanent, or are they still figuring things out?
I wouldn't call it permanent. I don't know that it's set in cement, but I'm pretty confident that's probably the way it's going to be going forward unless something happens to Garbers. And it's not going to surprise me at all if during the course of the game on Saturday or the rest of the year that Cal actually plays multiple quarterbacks during the course of a game. I don't know that one guy has seized the job or has the entire skill set that the coaches are looking for, but I think Garbers is going to be the guy. I think he actually, Steve, came close to being the starting quarterback last year, but they were a little hesitant to go with a true freshman in the first road game in North Carolina. So it's Garbers. We'll probably see McElwain, and who knows if we'll see Bowers in the near future.
Wow. Well, I want to look up front, even though he's a sophomore, the left guard there, Valentino Del Toso's played a lot. Great senior center in Addison Holmes. The left tackle, Patrick McCary's multi-year. Obviously, their line coach, pretty well known here. What's the word? What have you observed about that? The caliber of this group Coach Wood has put together?
Still room for improvement. I think Coach Greatwood, as he did at Oregon for all those years, has done a great job with the guys that he has. They've gotten better week to week. I think they've played against two pretty good front sevens in both UNC and then in BYU. Pretty stout guys on both of those teams. Idaho State was probably not up to that caliber. So they've done a decent job. I can't say they've done a great job yet. So there's definitely room for improvement going forward.
Talking Cal football with Todd McKim, I heard you talking with the Register Guard guys on their podcast, and even though it's only year two under Justin Wilcox, you know, they started strong, struggled in league last year, and now you get in a feeling there's a sense of there's chances to get some quality wins in this conference, and as you said, kind of start moving up in the pecking order.
Yeah, I think the North Division is by far and away the stronger the two divisions, so if you're going to play the five teams in the North on your schedule, you're probably going to play, I'm going to guess, four of the top six or seven teams in the entire league. You know, Stanford, Oregon, Washington, and Washington State. Probably are going to be bowl games, and you can't say that. And you're going to play in the tougher division, but nevertheless, I think there is some optimism at Cal that they can get that additional win or two that'll get them into bowl consideration. You've got to win six. You can't win five. They changed the rule this year for the Pac-12. So you got to get to six. They've got three now. They need the three minimal in league play, and they're taking a step forward.
You know, I mentioned Bo Baldwin earlier, a former head coach, Tim DeRuiter, former head coach. We know about Steve Greatwood. So, you know, while Justin Wilcox is a young head coach, safe to say he's showing some wisdom. I mean, that's a heck of a staff he's put together there.
Yeah, good backgrounds on all those guys. Tim DeRuiter at Fresno State, longtime defensive coordinator. in other parts of the country. Bo Baldwin, of course, had great success up at Eastern Washington. Everybody knows about Steve, that great job he did over the years with the Ducks. And Peter Sermon, who had a long career in the NFL, played for the Ducks, was Justin's roommate in college at Oregon, brought him in during the offseason. So and Corey Alexander, really good defensive backfield coach, played in the NFL for 5 years. So really good staff. They're just kind of getting the foundation set here, and they got a bright future.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that, and we're talking with Todd McKim, who once again will be part of that outstanding broadcast crew. You know, Justin Herbert, we know what a good quarterback he is, but that secondary, like you talked about, coached by Gerald Alexander, great mix of, seems like young talent, experience, ball hawks. How intriguing is that matchup with Oregon's receivers and tight ends?
Yeah, I think it's a great matchup. Obviously, Justin, great potential, off to a good start this year, was absolutely sensational last week against Stanford in regulation. Good receivers, tight ends, backs out of the backfield. So it's a real challenge for Cal defensively. And the secondary is going to be tested like they have not been tested so far this year. I don't think there's any question that Justin's one of the best quarterbacks in the country, and certainly a much more sophisticated passing attack than the Bears saw against North Carolina, BYU. Idaho State actually had a pretty good quarterback, and his brother was their best receiver. So that was a nice tandem. But the speed factor for Oregon and the accuracy of Justin and his ability to run the football when things break down or in the option game, it's just a real big challenge for any defense and certainly for Cal this week.
You mentioned Peter Sermon, one of the greats of all time here. You know, he's got Evan Weaver and Jordan Konoschik, the anchors. Seems like they've got size, they finish tackles, some depth. What could you tell us about the kind of linebacking core Coach Sermon runs out there?
A solid first four. We lost our best outside linebacker, Cameron Good, early in the season. He's done for the year with a foot injury. He's going to have surgery. He was a special player, 6'4", with speed, had an incredible interception against North Carolina, tip pass, ran for a touchdown, did it last year, intercepted for a touchdown against Ole Miss. So he's gone for the year, big loss there. The two inside guys are probably their best guys. Evan Weaver's had a breakthrough year, the young man from Spokane area, solid 6'3", 245, started his career as a defensive end. And they moved him last year to outside linebacker, but better suited to play downhill as an inside linebacker. And, of course, Oregon fans will remember Jordan Konoschik. He was the young man that had the interception that sealed the game for Cal 2 years ago down at Memorial Stadium in the double overtime to secure the victory for Cal. He's kind of a downhill guy, too. Both pretty short tacklers. They look the part. The question is, in my mind, do they have the speed necessary to cover the back and the tight end that Oregon has? So I think that's one of the big matchups as well.
A couple final thoughts for Todd McKim. Though they've had some moments, one of the concerns here is Oregon corners. They're not overly consistent in covering quality receivers. I know Cal doesn't have those big beasts like Stanford, but the Bears are just, I guess they're not wide out centric in their passing game the way they use their backs. So what could you tell us about the guys who catch the ball for Cal and how they like to distribute the ball in their passing game?
Yeah, it's a smorgasbord passing attack. I mean, it's going to be game plan, matchups, etc. So Cal does not have a bona fide number one big time receiver, but they've got four or five guys I think are pretty capable. Conavine Noah missed last week's game or 2 weeks ago with a little injury. He's back. He's tough. He's tough as nails. He catches just about everything over the middle. He's a slot receiver. On the outside, they get Vic Wharton. They have a young man by the name of Jordan Duncan, whose high school coach in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, was none other than Brett Favre. They won a state championship. Yeah, so he's played well and come on this year. And then they got some young guys that haven't really been tested. And they do have a graduate transfer by the name of Mo Ways. What a great name. We got Mo Ways to score with Mo Ways. he's from Michigan, 6'4", you know, 210 pounds, a bigger physical guy. I think he could play a factor in this game as well. But no one guy that you say is Arcega Whiteside or some of the guys that we can see around the league, but they're going to smorgasbord it. It's going to be a buffet passing attack. Try to spread it around with the back being important as well.
One last thought. You've seen North Carolina. You know, BYU is physical, off a bye after beating Idaho State. So what's the word among the coaches, the guys, and your observations about, you know, this Oregon team you're going to face, who's probably not in the best of moods?
I imagine they'll kind of come in a little bit upset, and I don't blame them. They played so well for so long last week and just had some really unfortunate things happen to them at very inopportune time. So they'll be ready to play. Coach Cristobal will have those guys ready to go. I think the Bears are excited. It's two ranked teams at Memorial Stadium. The first time we've seen that since 2009, so it's been a while. There's a little bit of a buzz about the Cal football team, second straight year, 3-0 to start the season. And anytime Oregon comes to town, there'll be a good contingent of Duck fans as well. So it should be an exciting atmosphere, great game, hopefully. And they're looking for a lot of fun tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Folks, he's Todd McKim. Check in with him if you're heading that way for top-notch wine selections. On Twitter, hit him up. The handle at Todd McKim Sports. Todd, it's always great catching up. Appreciate your time. Have a great broadcast. And look forward. We'll talk again come hoop season.
Sounds good, Steve. Yeah, we get to make the trip to Oregon this year. We missed that for a couple of years. So looking forward to it. Always a pleasure talking to you.
All right, have a good one. Be safe out there.
Always great catching up with Todd, one of the best guys in this business, wired into that Cal program. Taking you across the pond, courtesy of our friends at Mid-Valley Tractor. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more of the pregame show live from Sam's Place on Wilson Street. Check in with Joey Mack live from Berkeley next. KUGN News Talk 590, 95.3 The Score.